The day that was. Today is the 17th of August. We go back to the charts of 1982. So 17th of August, 1982, in position number 2 on the charts, this one from Dr. Hook. Number 2 on the charts in 1982 on this day, Dr. Hook's Baby Makes Her Blue Jeans Talk. Some events that happened on this day in history. Today in 1998, Monica Lewinsky's scandal came to an end when Bill Clinton said, quote, "I had an improper physical relationship," unquote, with the intern. That whole thing sucked, didn't it? Also, 1979 on the same, Monty Python's Life of Brian, directed by Terry Jones, starring Graham Chapman, Michael Palin, and John Cleese, and funded by George Harrison's Handmade Films, premiered in US theaters. I'm not sure it did very well there because, let's face it, I don't know if their humor sort of is one of those kinds of humor that actually appeals to the U.S. people. On this day in 1995, Depeche Mode lead singer Dave Gahan slashed his wrists with a razor blades in a suicide attempt. He was only saved because a friend happened to come by and see him literally bleeding out. Got him to the hospital in time, and luckily he survived. And on this day, music-wise, in 2011, Last Friday Night, also known as TGIF by Katy Perry, hit number one on the Hot 100, that is, making her only the second artist with 5 number one singles from the same album, which was called Teenage Dream, by the way. The other 5-time chart topper was Michael Jackson's album from 1987 called Bad, including this number one.
Get the table, eat the sushi, with the neighbor. Said you better to the bedroom.
This is the day that was one of the number five number one singles of the album Bad. Only the second artist, well, the first artist, Katy Perry, was the second one to actually achieve that. Now back to the charts. 1982, the 17th of August, and at number three on the charts was a guy called John Ireland. Had a couple of hits in South Africa. South African artist, hardly ever gives any interviews. Very little is known about him. He's actually the stage name of a guy called Dr. John Griffith. Nobody knows much about him, but he had a huge hit with a song that was very controversial when it came out in 1982. It charted for a total of 15 weeks, not because of what he says in the song. It's about what he doesn't say. Now, remember those days, of course, in the apartheid days, they were very strict about what you could put in songs lyrics-wise. So when he said, "I like with you," a lot of people immediately knew what he talked about, but apparently the censor board didn't. This was number three on the 17th of August, 1982. And this wraps the day that was.
I like your mouth feels so warm. I like. With you. Oh, your skin is so wet. I like. Tangerine liqueurs supplement the body juices. Ruby grapes and wine, ancient Romans knew the potions. Cognac trifle gives the skin a taste of all.